Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a poor sign of your reputation when you are called, and I quote, racist, misogynist, and anti-gay, as well as a sexual predator, a drug abuser, a thief, and an embezzler, end quote. By the judge in the lawsuit you filed. But that's exactly what the judge said when he dismissed the lawsuit Lenny Dykstra filed against former teammate Ron Darling. In the lawsuit, Dykstra had claimed that Darling's autobiography defamed him by telling the world Dykstra shouted racial taunts at Red Sox pitcher Dennis Oil Can Boyd. In order to make a claim for libel, you have to prove a false statement of fact damaged your reputation or ability to earn a living. But there are times when a person's reputation is already so tarnished, it is impossible to make it any worse. That's the legal doctrine of being a libel-proof plaintiff. And it's the reason why Dykstra and his lawsuit were tossed out. From the Judge Group, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.